In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I cannot warn you enough about the devil. I cannot warn you enough that he is real and he is out there. He's watching you, waiting for any opening you give him. If God were to open your eyes, you would see how many spears and arrows, guns and missiles he has aimed at you. I cannot warn you enough that he is good at what he does. He had you. You were his prized possession, conceived and born in his kingdom. But then Christ came and plundered his kingdom, pulling you out by water and the word. Furiously, Satan has not given up. So there is no coasting into heaven. Narrow is the road that leads to life. It is a valley of the shadow of death, filled with crosses and demons prowling the ridges above. So I cannot warn you enough that your struggle is not against flesh and blood, countries, or other men. But your struggle is against the devil, and against his demonic warriors, and against those unbelievers who confess falsely. For those who are not with Christ are against him. And those who do not confess the truth confess and spread the lies of Satan, furthering his work. It's not politically correct, but who cares? This is war. And not some war like the athletes like to talk about. This is no game. This is reality. This is no scientific discussion or intellectual exercise or philosophical debate. This is an all-out assault on your soul by the prince of demons who stops at nothing. They are real and they are out there, fine-tuning their attack each day. The prize is your soul. And not just your soul, but they want your body as well. They want you to go where they are going. So I cannot warn you enough. If God were to open your eyes, this is serious. Lent pulls us into this spiritual battle and holds it before our eyes more than any other season of the church year. The devil knows this, and so he convinces the world that demons do not exist. That way there is no spiritual battle, no reason for you to defend yourself. He convinces men that it's nothing more than ancient superstition of people trying to explain scientific matters, or that it's nothing more than a ploy by authority to maintain control over you. Religion is the opium of the masses. Everyone knows that, they say. Just be a good person, do your best, love your spouse, care for your children, and do good to those you meet, and you'll be fine. No one is out to get you, they say. There is nothing more than what you can see. What you see is what you get. So do what you can with what you have. Daily, you are not battling the world, but you are battling the devil, who attacks you through billboards, music, movies, and television. Daily, you are not struggling against countries or nations or politicians, but you are struggling against the old evil foe. Daily and relentlessly he attacks, trying to chip away, tunnel underneath, or fly overhead, whatever he can to get you. And your sinful flesh is his inside man. So tell me, are you driven by the cravings of that flesh or by the word of God? By your words and actions, have you shown yourself to be with the Lord? Or has anger, greed, discontentment, or apathy so filled your heart and revealed that someone else has prevailed in your flesh? Sin gives the devil a foothold to your heart, and false teaching and bad practice strengthens that foothold. Let no one deceive you, the apostle writes. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. If you think you are standing firm, watch out. If you think that this spiritual battle is long over, be careful. If you think you are fine as you are, then think again. Ancient Israel was delivered with God's mighty outstretched arm. Miracles upon miracles flooded Egypt, bringing about their deliverance. And yet God was displeased with many of them, and their bodies were scattered throughout the desert. Guard your heart against each and every sin. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. We are no better than ancient Israel. We are no better than those sleeping disciples in Gethsemane. 1 hour of church is long enough. Why would we need anything more than that? And our minds even drift and daydream throughout. We are just as weak and just as fleshy as they were. Satan is too much for us. And even our own sinful flesh is often too much for us. But not for Christ. And that is why you are here. He drove out your spiritual possessors at baptism when he spoke, "Depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit." He drove out those spiritual possessors and plundered Satan's kingdom when his saving blood washed you. For you are not redeemed from your empty way of life with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. As he chose Israel, so he chose you. As he saved Israel, so he saved you. And as he baptized Israel, so he baptized you. But he has not left you empty, wandering the wilderness on your own. He has not left you as a man without a country, but he fills you with his kingdom by giving you his Holy Spirit again and again and again. For your struggle is not against flesh and blood, and so the weapons of human war will do no good. Your struggle is against the devil. And so you need the Spirit to fight for you on your behalf. God's kingdom comes to you when God graciously gives you his Spirit so that you believe his word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. So do not turn aside the gracious invitation of the Lord. Baptism is not some past event, but it's a present reality for you. For the same Spirit still dwells in you. God still desires to fill you with him even more. You are still in Christ's kingdom, spoils of his victory. But more, you are given a seat at his table as brothers and sisters of Christ forever. Do not turn aside that gracious invitation to the Lord's table. Do not spurn his holy word. For the Holy Spirit has bound himself to the word and to the sacraments. If you do not receive them, then how can you have the Spirit? If you do not have the Spirit, then how can you be in the kingdom of God? And how can faith flourish? If you do not have the Spirit and are not in God's kingdom, then what defense do you have against all the devil's schemes? I cannot warn you enough that they are real and they are out there, eager. So I cannot urge you enough to receive the Holy Spirit in word and sacrament so you may be protected against them. I cannot urge you enough to hear the word with joy and gladness. I cannot urge you enough to receive the Holy Supper with a joyful heart, willingly. Not just simply when you have time or if it fits into your schedule or if it works out today or simply because it's Sunday, but because your very safety depends on it. The devil knows this. He knows this as well. So to reclaim you, he attacks those supply lines. He tries to cut you off from the word and from the sacraments so that faith slowly dies and really we don't even recognize it. We're all adamant adultery is a sin against God and brings condemnation. But do we take the same stance for those who despise the preaching of God's word, that it too brings God's condemnation? Usually not, because that hits closer to our hearts. We all have something else we could be doing right now. All of our lists are filled with stuff and tasks that have to get done, but how dangerous it is to satisfy the flesh and to neglect the word of God. How dangerous it is to put something else in place of the word of God. For sin gives the devil a foothold. How dangerous it is to neglect the sacraments. For then you are neglecting the Spirit of God. And what defense do you have if you have not the Spirit? And so do not underestimate the tremendous gift that God gives you weekly here. Do not view it as somehow secondary or unimportant or just following some old routine. God is filling you with His Spirit, protecting you, defending you, building a hedge around you so that Satan and his minions cannot have you. If God were to open your eyes, you would see a rider on a white horse, eyes blazing like fire, and many crowns on his head. He has a great sword, which is the word of God, ready and willing to fight for you. His name is Jesus Christ. You would see him preaching that word to you, and as that word touches your ears, the Spirit himself touches you and fills you, driving out each and every sin, scattering all wickedness, and protecting you from every evil. If God were to open your eyes, you would see God himself leading you in a glorious procession this very moment, and not even the gates of hell can stand in your way. For if God were to open your eyes, you would see that it is the Lord who fights for you in word and in sacrament. And you need only to be still. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.